Grace and mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is the gospel reading that we just heard. We hear these words once again. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, in last week's sermon, I mentioned that throughout this part of St. Luke's gospel, Jesus is teaching in order to strip us of any reliance on anything that could not save us. And last week, he warned us against relying on comfort or labels or wonders as proof of God's favor. And then he pointed us back to his saving word instead. This week, our Lord seeks to strip us of another false god, one to which you and I are often tempted to bow, and that is the god of our own works and merits. You would think that we should know better by now, and as the annual Reformation celebration draws near, you would think that we'd easily hold on to the truth that we are saved by God's grace alone. But our old Adam doesn't give up so easily, and as Jesus warns his disciples against trusting in their own works, he also warns you and me today. So let's take a few minutes to work our way through today's gospel reading to see what Jesus says to his disciples and put yourself in their shoes as Jesus preaches his law to them. The Lord tells his disciples, it is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. There's a twofold announcement here. First of all, if you offend someone by your witness, it's so serious a sin that it would be better to have a millstone hung around your neck and be thrown into the sea. And then secondly, Jesus tells his disciples and you that it is impossible that you won't offend. And that was going to play out in the lives of the disciples. For example, we could point to Peter, who denied Jesus three times during the Passion, even though he was warned ahead of time, and who later must be rebuked by St. Paul for mixing works back into the gospel. We could certainly point to Judas, who betrayed his Lord, and we could look at the disciples when they hid in fear after the crucifixion, refusing to believe what Jesus had taught them, refusing to believe the women who returned from the empty tomb. Clearly, the disciples will be guilty of an offensive witness that could lead many astray. Clearly, according to Jesus, they will each earn a fate worse than the millstone. Jesus then tells them, take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. That's another bit of tough law for the disciples. You see, it's difficult enough to forgive someone once or twice when they've sinned against you, but seven times? And in a single day? You know, friendships are known to fall apart after one or two transgressions spread over weeks or months. The ability and desire to forgive a transgressor seven times a day is beyond what the disciples are able to muster. The disciples apparently realize their shortcomings and take the consequences seriously, so they say to the Lord, increase our faith. With more faith, they'll be up to the task, they think. They'll be able to live without offense. They'll be able to forgive. They just need more faith.